Hi everyone, this is Carrie for Res Life. Now unfortunately, for some of us the word community carries with it lots of past pain and anger. Perhaps you tried to reach out to some people and they rejected or ignored you. Maybe when you became a part of a Christian community and took a chance, trusting someone and being vulnerable, they betrayed you by gossiping or judging or being cruel to you. I don't know your story, but I do know mine, and I know how hard my past experiences make it for me to try yet again to open up and share myself with another person. It's not just scary, it often ticks me off. I think about how they don't deserve another chance, how staying off on my own at least keeps further damage from being done, and I feel my heart hardened towards them. So I stiffen my upper lip and refuse to join in and be a part of this new community. But that is not what God desires for you and me. He wants us to talk to one another and forgive one another. You are to extend God's love and grace even in the midst of your pain and anger. In Colossians 3:12-17, St. Paul outlines how we are to act within the body of Christ. Quote, "You are the people of God. He loves you and chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make. For it is to this peace that God has called you together in the one body. And be thankful. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts. Teach and instruct one another with all wisdom. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing to God with thanksgiving in your hearts. Everything you do or say then should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks through him to God the Father." End quote.